It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome back. Hope you had a good week. Happy eating, happy drinking. We're coming to you from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. The website for our show is foodtalkstl.com. We're on Twitter at foodtalkstl and throwing a lot of content out there all during the week. Also on Facebook, a couple of things. Oh, and our email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. The St. Louis Veterans Day Parade steps off at noon today. Tucker and Chestnut, you know, usually that parade is held in cold, windy weather. Today, what a spectacular day. If you're looking for a good opportunity to get outside, there you go. And it's good to know that a lot of restaurants are offering free meals and other goodies to veterans tomorrow and on Monday. Coming up on Thursday at L'École Culinaire, there's an event which includes great food and three panelists discussing the state of the plate. And one of those panelists is me. Suzanne Corbett will be here later today to talk about that event. It is open to the public. Details about it on foodtalkstl.com. Gail Pennington on later this hour to talk about the latest Top Chef and the next Iron Chef Redemption. And we have some friends from Four Seasons coming in with their Thanksgiving plan. First, we start with bread. The newest issue of Sauce Magazine is all about bread. And they have some excellent content in their November edition. Be sure to pick it up. And I got a new book in the mail a few days ago, all about bread. And we have the guy who wrote it on the line. Good morning, Nick Malgieri.
Thank you, David. How you doing?
I am great. It's a beautiful day, and you're on your way to St. Louis, right?
I am. I'll be there tomorrow, and I'm going to be coming in for a couple of events, one of which is at Cravings in Webster Groves, which is owned by my friend Tim Brennan. It's on Monday evening.
According to my notes here, it's from 6 to 8:30, and you're in town plugging your book about bread. How long have you been baking, Nick?
Oh, longer than the dirt, in about 40 years.
Well, tell me about this book that you've put together. It's not only about baking. There are some other things in there that use bread.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot in there. In fact, about half of the recipes in the book are about making breads. Also making sweet yeast risen things like breakfast buns and some kinds of different sweet yeast risen cakes like panettone and babka. But the other half of the recipes are for both savory and sweet dishes that use bread as an ingredient, like bread salads and bread soups, and obviously lots of different kinds of sandwiches, and also desserts that use bread as a component. There's a chocolate almond cake that uses fresh breadcrumbs instead of flour. We've got a classic apple charlotte, which is a mold lined with buttered bread and filled with a wonderful apple and currant filling, and then it's baked and served warm. So bread is really very versatile.
You know, when we get word in St. Louis that there's going to be a snowstorm, everybody goes to the grocery store, and what do they buy?
Bread.
Why does that happen? I don't know.
You know, bread is primal. I think the two instincts, I remember not for this hurricane, which I missed, but the one that was about a year ago.
Irene,
decided, well, I'm kind of low on bottled water. I think I'll just run to the store and see what happens. I was not prepared for the fact that about 800 of my neighbors had gotten exactly the same idea. But, you know, it was late in the afternoon, and I didn't mind waiting in line. But it was funny. In the supermarket, the two aisles that were completely denuded were the bottled water and the bread.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're visiting on 590 The Fan, KFNS, on Food Talk STL with Nick Malgieri. And his book, it's just out, it's called Bread. That's the big word, and the subtitle, Over 60 Breads, Rolls, and Cakes, Plus Delicious Recipes Using Them. And in your book, Nick, you have a nice shout-out to one of St. Louis's favorite and arguably the best burger joints in town.
Oh, yeah, and it's O'Connell's. They have some of the best burgers I have ever tasted anywhere. It's really a wonderful burger. And, you know, I didn't even have to go down there and especially get the recipe for my book because my friend Tim Brennan went over and said, hey, you know, a friend of mine's doing a book that has burgers in it, and he wants to know the secret of your burger. And the manager was really kind and shared exactly what it is about those great burgers that makes them so great.
Hey, Nick, you've got this great book about baking bread, and there are many people, home cooks and, gosh, I mean, maybe even some restaurant cooks who are a little, I don't know, intimidated, shy. It's just, you know, it's easy to throw a piece of meat in a skillet and fry it up, but baking bread, what would you maybe like to give some encouragement, a general nudge to people who maybe have stayed away and avoided baking bread?
Yeah, bread is really easy to make. A lot of information that's out there about bread can tend to be a little bit on the overly complex side. And it's true that there are lots of very complex types of chemical and physical changes that are going on in a piece of bread dough. But, you know, you don't need to have a PhD in biochemistry to make a loaf of bread. It just takes a good formula, making a dough that's not particularly heavy or dense, but making a soft dough, and not being afraid to use it. You know, I always have several recipes where the doughs are particularly soft, you know, depending upon the kinds of breads they make. I've said, you know, relax. It's just a piece of dough. And people get so intimidated by dough. You know, they're afraid to touch it. They're afraid that no matter what they do, there are going to be problems. The best thing to do is relax and not worry about it.
Do you make a lot of English muffins? I see you have a recipe for English muffins here because, you know, we normally just buy them at the grocery store. Are those easy to make in the home?
They are really, really easy to make. The dough is quick to put together. It's pretty much a little bit more like a pastry dough than anything else. But the greatest thing about English muffins is that you cook them on a griddle. And you just cut them out round. You heat your griddle on a moderate fire. You throw the muffins on and bake them a little bit on one side because it is baking, even though they're cooking on a griddle. They're not frying.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn them over, and they take about 15 minutes or so. They're extremely easy to make.
We're visiting with Nick Malgieri here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And Nick is going to be in town for an appearance Monday night at Cravings right here in our neighborhood in Webster Groves. One of your non-bread recipes, but one that uses bread crumbs, is for something called albondigas, which there's a place in Kirkwood called 119 North. It's a tapas bar, and I had some there, and they are fantastic. Where did you get turned on to albondigas, and is this something you cook in your home?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They are, well, albondigas is just the Spanish word for meatballs. And then there are lots of different kinds, lots of different interpretations. These are Mexican albondigas that are cooked in a green sauce that's made from tomatillos and some chilies and a little bit of garlic and lots of cilantro pureed up along with it. The meatballs themselves are made from ground beef and a little bit of soaked bread and some chopped ham, chopped hard-cooked eggs, and a little bit of raw egg to bind it all together. And unlike Italian meatballs that everybody knows about, one of the things that's a characteristic of these is that you form them and you just drop them into the simmering sauce. They aren't cooked in oil all around first before you finish them off in the sauce. And then when you serve them, you can serve them either with bread or with some steamed rice. And they're really good. I've gotten really great comments.
Hey, we're chatting with Nick Malgieri, who's going to be over at Cravings on Monday night here in the neighborhood. Nick, you have a history of working with Julia Child. Can you tell listeners what you did with Julia Child and how did you manage to, to team up with her?
Oh, well, you know, when they started working on Baking with Julia, I knew a bunch of people that were concerned with the production, so I got a chance to be one of, I guess, the 12 or 13 different people who did segments and shows with Julia Child for Baking with Julia. And I did a couple. I did one that was all about Italian sweet dough, and we made a pizza rustica and also a sweet ricotta pie and some cookies. Then I did another one that was all about different kinds of Italian cookies, amaretti and pizzelle and different kinds of biscotti. It was great fun. Because I was first up on Baking with Julia, kind of nothing was set up yet, so it was kind of challenging, but it was great. And because the first segment that we taped was the very, very beginning of taping for the entire series, as soon as that first segment was over, Julia ran out of the kitchen into the control room and insisted on watching the whole thing. It was really amazing to see that after all the years and all the hundreds and hundreds of shows that she had taped, she still had that passion and interest to run in and see exactly how that first segment had turned out.
Well, with her reputation, when you worked with her, were you at all intimidated? And, you know, was it one of these situations where it's like, oh, I better be on my very best behavior here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think my behavior was under control. I did lose a little sleep the night before because I knew they had gotten the wrong kind of almond paste for me to make my amaretti from. So I had no idea how they were going to turn out. The kind of mystery part of that kind of a thing is what can be intimidating.
It's Nick Malgeri. The book is called Bread, over 60 breads, rolls, and cakes, plus delicious recipes using them. The list price is $29.95, and it's a beautiful book. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
It looks good. You know, one of the key things for any kind of cookbook is to have good pictures of the food, and my gosh, it's hard to thumb through this book without getting hungry. It really is.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good flight out to St. Louis tomorrow, and have a good visit, man, and enjoy
Thank
your O'Connell's
you. I'm
Burger.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Okay, that's Nick Malgeri, who's going to be at Cravings right here in Webster Groves. He'll be doing his bread tasting, his demo, and book signing on Monday night. Now, there is a fee, but it includes a copy of his book, so it's a pretty good deal. And here's the number. Let me give it to you twice if you want to call Cravings and get on. I know several of the spots were already booked, but here's the number to call, 314-961-3534. Again, that's Cravings here on Big Bend in Webster Groves, area 314-961-3534. Now, a message for Acero Restaurant in Maplewood, one of the best dining deals in St. Louis. Their four-course tasting menu at Acero, A-C-E-R-O, starting at $30. Not only a great value, but delicious and memorable. You start with course number one, your salad, your soup, your bruschetta, mussels, anchovies, or the Naco Frito, also known as meat donuts. You kind of have to try them to believe them. And then you have your pasta course. They make their own pasta in-house, of course. Linguini, orecchietti, spaghetti alla chitarra, which Adam cooked on Channel 2 one morning this past week. And their famous egg raviolo at Acero. Then an entree, the slow-roasted porchetta, lamb, chicken, scallops, and a dessert. The chocolate tart is wonderful. And if you like wine, there's a great list of Italian wines to go with your meal. Buy the bottle or buy the Quartino, which is about a third of a bottle. You can call Acero for a reservation, 314-644-1790. That's 314-644-1790. And if you really want to impress, shoot the works. Enjoy an unforgettable dining experience and go for the grand tasting menu starting at $65 per person. Ask your server for details and prepare to have your mind blown. Dine at Acero tonight, 7266 Manchester in Maplewood next to Schlafly. They're online at fialafood.com. It's Acero, A-C-E-R-O.